If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Just what are your plans today? Have you included Christ and the church in your program and schedule of this Lord's Day? If not, may I give you a personal invitation to come and visit the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church, which meets at 10 o'clock every Lord's Day. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church has one textbook, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. Our lesson today in the Sunday School will be a survey of the book of 2 Peter. We invite you to come and bring the whole family. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock. My message this morning will be entitled, How to Get to Heaven from Texas. Now I'm wondering, do you know the way to heaven? How many ways are there to heaven? What does the Bible say? You'll find the answer to these questions in the Sunday morning worship hour when I shall speak on the topic, How to Get to Heaven from Texas. In the Sunday evening worship hour, which begins at 7 o'clock, we are in a series of messages entitled, It's in the Book. My message this evening will be, The Bible and Communism. Is there a religion known as communism? What about communism? How does it compare to Christianity? What does the Bible say about these evils of the 20th century? You'll find the answer to these questions in the message tonight, The Bible and Communism. We invite you and your family and your friends to enjoy the blessings of God and share with us in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. We would be happy to hear from you by mail. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now, two special announcements that we believe would be of interest to you. On Sunday, March the 4th, we here at Worth Baptist Church will celebrate our 19th anniversary, 19 years serving Christ in this community. Our Sunday school goal on that day is 700. And we would like for you to be one of the 700 in Sunday school on anniversary day, Sunday, March 4th. That's just 2 weeks from today, the 19th anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. And then our spring revival will begin on Sunday, April the 29th, and continue through Sunday, May the 6th. Our evangelist, Dr. B.R. Lakin, one of the most widely known and most demanded speakers in the circles of evangelism today. The dates again, April 29th through May 6th, the spring revival here at Worth Baptist Church with Dr. B.R. Lakin. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Our address is 3309 Wilbarger Street. We would be happy for you and your family to come today to Worth Baptist Church. And we believe the blessings of the Lord will be upon you and your family as you attend the services at Worth Baptist Church today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Bible and the Deity of Christ. I shall read from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. But before we read the scriptures, I invite you to bow with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful for this broadcast and for this radio station. We are grateful today for the gospel of redeeming grace. And we would ask that as the message is proclaimed, the Holy Spirit would bless every heart and every life tuned our way today. May souls come to know Christ as a result of this broadcast. May hearts and minds be transformed, and may lives be blessed, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, at verse 16, we have these words, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." This one verse is the life of Christ in a nutshell. Any attack upon the Bible is an attack upon the deity of Christ. In John chapter 10 and verse 30, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." In John 14, 9, Jesus said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." When the liberals attack the inspiration of the Scriptures, they attack the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the atheists attack the existence of God, they attack the deity of Christ. When the evolutionists attack the Genesis account of creation, they attack the deity of Christ. When the skeptics attack the miracles of the Bible, they attack the deity of Christ. When infidels attack the virgin birth of Jesus, they attack His deity. The war of attempted annihilation of Christ began in the long ago. The devil himself launched the first campaign in the Garden of Eden when he lied to Adam and Eve. Pharaoh launched a campaign in Egypt when he attempted to destroy all the male children of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar launched a campaign in Jerusalem when he attempted to wipe out all the Jews. Herod the Great launched a campaign in Bethlehem when he issued the decree of the slaughter of all the infants. Now, in the 20th century, the battle rages on. It is fought by professors in the classroom. It is fought by preachers in the pulpit. It is fought by profaners in the street. The crux of the whole matter is this: Jesus Christ is either God or not God. He is either right or wrong. He is either good or evil. Is Christ an impostor? Is Christ an impersonator? Is Christ a usurper? Is Christ an imitator? Is Christ a blasphemer? Is Christ a fraud? Is Christ a paranoid? Is Christ a pretender? If Jesus Christ is not the Son of God that He claimed to be, He is all of this and more. If Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, He has deceived countless millions all over the world. He has blasphemed the Almighty. He has desecrated the sacred. He has made a laughingstock of all believers. He has falsely represented God. He has nullified the doctrine of the Trinity. He has scandalized the truth. He has invalidated the writings of the prophets. To deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ is to deny the ability of God, the truth of God, the creation of God, the work of God, the salvation of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, and indeed, the love of God. To strip Jesus Christ of His deity would be to put the demons back in the demoniac. It would mean to put the fever back into the sick. It would mean to put blindness back into the beggar. It would mean to put Lazarus back into the rich man's gate. It would mean to put the dead back into the grave. To take the deity away from the Lord Jesus Christ would be to take the wine out of the water pots at Cana. It would mean to take the fish and loaves out of the boys' baskets. It would mean to take the brightness out of the sun, the reflection out of the moon, the fragrance out of all the flowers, and the light out of all the stars. To erase the deity of Jesus Christ would be to erase the rhythm from all poetry. It would be to erase the music from all songs. It would be to erase the beauty from all art. It would be to erase the name of every born-again, blood-washed, redeemed, ransomed believer out of the book of life. To destroy His deity means that you would have to destroy the Bible. This is His book. It means that you would have to destroy the church. This is His body. It means that you would have to destroy the home. He founded it. It means that you would have to destroy government. All of government is based upon Him and upon His righteousness and upon His word. It means that you would have to destroy civilization. You would have to destroy history, because history is in reality His story. It means that you would have to destroy prophecy. All of this and more if you destroy the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. To eradicate the deity of Christ, you would have to uproot all trees. You would have to extinguish all fires. You would have to dry up all rivers, evaporate all oceans, eliminate all the elements, dissolve all matter, eradicate all energy, destroy all life, disintegrate the earth, darken the sun, denounce the truth, deny all miracles, desecrate the faith, and ultimately dethrone God. Yes, to eradicate the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ means to wipe out everything that His hand created. And the Bible tells us that all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you rob Jesus Christ of His deity, you would have to break up all the homes that He's salvaged. You would have to destroy all the lives that He's transformed. You would have to disease all the bodies that He's healed. You would have to inebriate all the drunkards that He's sobered. You would have to emaciate all the weaklings that He's strengthened. You would have to shatter all the dreams that He's fulfilled. You would have to break all the hearts that He's mended. You would have to tear stain all the eyes that He's dried. You would have to unsave all the souls that Jesus Christ has saved. If you dissolve the deity of the Lord Jesus, you would have to divorce all the couples that have ever been married in His name. You would have to destroy all the documents that have been dated from His birth. You would have to denounce all the doctrines that are taught in His book. You would have to defrock all the preachers who have been ordained to His gospel. You would have to de-church all the people who have been added to His wonderful body. These are the things that would have to be done if you take the deity, the lordship, away from Jesus Christ. None of this is possible. None of this need be done. None of this could be done. What a Savior is Jesus Christ. He is very God and very man. We believe that Jesus Christ upon the earth in the days of His flesh was just as much God as though He had not been man, and just as much man as though He had not been God. He's one and the other at the same time. My text tells us that without controversy, without argumentation, great is the mystery of godliness. God has spoken to us in His Word, the Bible. God has spoken to us through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is now speaking to us in the person of the blessed Holy Spirit. What a Savior is Jesus Christ our Lord. His story is written on every page of history. His image is stamped on every member of Adam's race. His power is manifested in every motion of the universe. Jesus Christ is God. We read in John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." In Colossians 2, 9, we read, "In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Jesus Christ has always been God. He always shall be God. God never changes. God never diminishes. Jesus Christ was God in the world above. Jesus Christ was God on the plains of Mamre when He appeared to Abraham. Jesus Christ was God on Mount Sinai when He appeared to Moses and inscribed the law on the tablets of stone. He was God in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He was God in the manger at Bethlehem. He was God when the shepherds came to visit Him. He was God when the wise men offered their gifts in worship of Him. He was God in the carpenter's shop at Nazareth. He was God on the boat in Lake Galilee. He was God in the temple at Jerusalem. He was God on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was God in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was God in the judgment hall of Pilate. He was God on the cross of Calvary, dying for all mankind. He was God in the new made tomb of Joseph. He was God on the morning of the resurrection when he arose triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave. He was God on the Mount of Olives, from whence he was lifted back by the cloud of Shekinah glory into the very presence of the Almighty. He was God on that cloud of ascension. He shall be the God of all gods, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords, as he shall come triumphantly at his appointed day. History declares the deity of Jesus Christ. Prophecy accents his deity. Christianity testifies of his deity. Philosophy reasons of his deity. Literature writes of his deity. And music sings of his deity. Yes, Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God. To explain him is impossible. To ignore him is disastrous. To refuse him is fatal. But on the other hand, beloved, to know him is to love him. To love him is to believe him. To believe him is to be saved. The Bible declares, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Human speech is far too limited to describe Jesus Christ. Human minds are too finite to comprehend him. Human hearts are too small to contain him. He is above all. He was before all. He is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. He's the King of Israel. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the bright and morning star. There has never been another like Christ. There shall never be another like him. He is the only begotten Son of God, crucified on Calvary's cross for our sins, raised on the morning of the third day for our justification, seated at the right hand of God right now for our intercession, and coming again for our glorification when he comes in the brightness of the noonday sun. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh during his days upon the earth. When he looked, God looked through human eyes. When he spoke, God talked through human lips. When he worked, God worked through human hands. When he walked, God walked on human feet. The deity of the Lord Jesus Christ is the central doctrine of the New Testament, and indeed of the Old. All other doctrines center about this. If Jesus Christ be not God, there is no salvation. If Jesus Christ be not God, there is no resurrection from the dead. If Jesus Christ be not God, there's no hope beyond the grave. If Jesus Christ be not God, there is no heaven. But I'm glad to report to you today, on the authority of the Word of God, Jesus Christ is God. His deity is confirmed in seven ways. One, his deity is confirmed by the names that are given him. He is called in the Bible God in Hebrews 1:8. He is called the Son of God in Matthew 16:16. He is called the Lord in Acts 16:31. The second great fact that confirms his deity is the worship ascribed to him. The Bible declares that both men and angels worship him. We read in the book of the Revelation chapter 5 that around the throne a myriad of angels and the elders and the redeemed praise him and honor him and glorify him forever, the Lamb of God for sinners slain. His deity is confirmed in the third place by his equality with God. In John chapter 5, we see Jesus Christ equal with the Father in the following ways. He is equal in working. He is equal in wisdom. He is equal in his power to resurrect from the dead. He is equal in his authority to judge. He is equal in his position of honor. And he is equal in his ability to give life. Yes, Jesus Christ is equal with God. And so we have the confirmation of his deity by his equality with God. The fourth great fact that confirms his deity is his virgin birth. We read in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, The Lord himself shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. We read in Luke chapter 1 at verse 35, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Jesus Christ was conceived as no other man was conceived. Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God, so claimed and so declared by his virgin birth. Then the fifth great sign or fact that confirms his deity is his sacrificial death upon the cross. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 3 that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He did not die for his sins. He had no sins. He was pure, blameless, spotless, sinless, holy, divine. If Jesus Christ be not the Son of God, he could not die for our sins. If he is not and was not the Son of God, his death upon the cross was meaningless. It was a brutal murder without any effect, without any efficacy to wash away sins. But beloved, I'm glad the Bible says he died for us. I read in 1 Peter 1:21, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. The death of Christ was a substitutionary, sacrificial, vicarious suffering for everyone who will believe on him. Then the sixth great fact that confirms his deity is his glorious resurrection from among the dead. The Bible declares in Romans 1:4 that Jesus Christ is declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. If you could go with me today to the tomb of all the founders of all the religions of the world, there you would find the decaying bones, the rotting remains of those who have tried to lead the world in religion. But if you would come with me today to the city of Jerusalem in the land of Israel, I would show you an empty tomb, and that empty tomb speaks of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Yes, Jesus Christ is confirmed to be the divine Son of God by his resurrection from the grave. And then the seventh fact that confirms his deity is his triumphant return. We read in John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Jesus Christ is coming for his own. The Bible says, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God? If you do not believe it, then you could not and cannot be saved. But if you will, by faith this moment, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says that you can be saved. It's that simple. A, B, C. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. C, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. I trust today, if you have never anchored your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have never passed from death unto life, if you have never experienced the new birth, right this moment, right now by your radio, You would simply pray the sinner's prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, God will save you. May the Lord bless you as you do it right now. May I remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you come and worship the Lord with us at Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.